REM, the one I love, Ocean 100, 738. Good morning. School buses are out now. Please pay attention for the flashing lights. Please and thank you. Slow it down in school zones, too. Some showers or drizzle through the day today and a high of 5. Scott and I have been having a lot of fun with our interesting Islanders feature here on Ocean 100. Everywhere we go, people ask us questions about it, and it's just going great. And I've been excited because I knew that we were going to have our next guest on for a little while now, and I have a few questions. Specifically about amusement parks, but we'll get to that. He is the mayor of the resort municipality. That's Cavendish and all the surrounding areas. That's a big job in itself. He's the president of Maritime Fun Group and the president of Tidal Event Management Systems Incorporated. Matt Jelly's with us today. Matt.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi. It is great to have you here today, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. How are you, first and foremost? We're getting into the busier part of the season for you.
Fantastic. This is the easy time of year. Get up and get going and make things happen and get ready, get the parks ready for the season. And it's always an exciting time for us. It is like opening a new business every year. And for us, that challenge and then the excitement that goes along with it and that first day when the kids are back in the park makes it all worthwhile.
Let's go back. Let's give people a brief overview on Matt Jelly here. Where'd you grow up? Give me a brief history.
Yeah, Summerside, born and raised, and parents were both school teachers, so had the opportunity to spend summers in Cavendish.
Nice.
And that kind of started laying the path for the rest of my career after that.
Incredible. And you became a lawyer first, and then eventually the
well,
king.
I was a paper boy first.
Oh, okay. We're going to go that far back.
Then I was a carny. And then after a bunch of summers working as a kid at the amusement parks and even actually owning a share of Magic Mountain at that time, there were still a few questions about what my real job was going to be. So law school was an easy way to quiet things down for 3 years. And actually May 20th, 2005, I was called to the bar in Prince Edward Island. But things took a twist from there and ended up in a different direction. So it's been 18 years that I've been full-time in tourism and specifically in the amusement parks.
Incredible. That's a story I did not know whatsoever. It started as a paper boy, and now you run amusement parks. I didn't know the part about having shares in Magic Mountain.
Yeah, no, my third year university, the chance came up to partner with my brothers and with the then owner of the Sandspit. To buy into Magic Mountain. And so that was the first, investment in an amusement park that I had. And after that, spent a year in London at school, then 3 years doing law school in Toronto. Always came home, always worked the Three Oaks Safe Grad, even when I was working at the law office, and that kept a shift at the Sandspit. And then when a push came to shove and it was time to make a decision, it was... lawyer in Vancouver in a shiny office tower or slug and mud in Cavendish building the foundations for Shining Waters Family Fun Park. So
I know what you chose. I know what one you chose.
PEI wins out a lot.
Absolutely.
Those kind of choices.
Very, very awesome. Okay, we got lots more to talk about. I'm intrigued already. Our interesting Islander today is Matt Jelly. We'll be back.
Outlander, both the gas and PHEV model in stock.
PHEV?
Yes, our plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. PHEV.
Forget it. Available to purchase at MotoYogaCharlottetown.com or PureSpaPEI.com.
All right, Mr. Matt Jelly, you can now add Ocean 100 Weatherman to your resume, too. What do you got?
Fantastic. 18 years of trying to figure out how to tell you guys how to present the weather, and now I have to polish this.
True story.
I have to polish this forecast into something more appealing.
Okay, good luck.
So for most of the island, today, showers or drizzle, high +5. Tonight, cloudy, low of +3. Thursday, cloudy, and I'm going to say a slight chance of showers or drizzle. I mean, drizzle is basically just moisture control for those in construction. Don't worry about that. High of 7. Friday and a cloudy high of 5. Oddly, for Cavendish, with the weather bubble on, I've never seen any of this sun or rain or drizzle or anything that you're talking about. We only know sunshine and rainbows out there. But anyway, the rest of you will have to deal with drizzle the next few days. Sunshine expected for the weekend and guaranteed in Cavendish. Right now, 3 in Summerside, 3 in Charlottetown, 15 in Cavendish.
All right. I knew he was going to do that. I knew it. Rain's bad for amusement parks. Peter Gabriel and Sledgehammer. Ocean 100, hello. Happy Wednesday. It's a morning show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. We are joined today by our latest interesting Islander, Matt Jelly. And Matt, we were just talking off mic about how many of our interesting Islanders you have a connection with. So one, Heather Moyes.
Yeah, Heather and I graduated from Three Oaks the same year. And I certainly didn't beat her in any races or any other athletic competitions.
So she was the athlete back then.
She was also a pretty good student, so I think I can't really claim too much ground anywhere on that competition.
We talked about Cavendish and Jonathan Torrance. You guys were in the area at the same time, although your paths didn't cross.
Jonathan actually has been granted by the mayor honorary Cavendish citizenship, so he remains part of the Cavendish family from his summers out there and palling around.
You can bestow that honor on people?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things come from being mayor.
There's hope for you yet, Scott.
And of course, Adam and Jeff.
Adam and Jeff, yeah. Jeff's actually the entertainment director for the Secret Mayor's Club. So Jeff Noy is right. A great guy to have. And Adam's the one who really does all the work in that relationship and makes things happen. So I know the boys are up in Port Hill listening today, I'm sure.
And even Robbie Doherty. I mean, everybody knows Robbie, but you can divulge a bit of information here. Avonlea Village was home for him for a while.
Yeah, Robbie kind of created a job. They didn't quite know what to do with Robbie when he was young, so they made up a character in Avonlea Village where I'd like to say he could be himself, but I think he even tried to clean it up a little bit. And I'd say that's where silly Robbie started.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's talk about the parks here again really quick. Anything coming up for this season that we should know about this year? I don't want you to give too much away, but...
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot exciting happening. Sandspit is in the middle of a major renovation project, and that's going to take us through the next couple years. And so you're going to notice some changes. Our bumper car building's relocated. Yesterday we were preparing the start of the foundation for a new ride that's coming.
Cool.
The train station's moving, so some changes there, and it's really going to take the next couple of years to make all that happen. There's a lot of moving pieces. There's basically 40 years of history there that need to be recreated and updated and reconstructed. Shining Waters, we're preparing for another great year and putting a great team together there, and we've got some new attractions. Our Yippie's Playcade is growing again, where we've been able to acquire space next to it and grow it again. We have a new escape adventure coming to the Cavendish Beach Adventure Zone, and the Blacklight Mini Golf has a whole new set of carpet, a whole new set of props, and a fresh look in there. So there's a lot exciting happening with us, and we're really excited to share it with the Islanders and our guests coming up soon.
Wow, you have been absolutely busy, and I can't wait to see everything. I get excited this time of year, you know? He always does something in the off season and gets us excited for the next go-around. All right, so Sandspit has a pretty big milestone coming up too, right?
Yeah, Sandspit is kind of going into its 40th season, but the start of its 40th year. And at that point, we are, you know, the longest continuously operating amusement park in Atlantic Canada. And I've been there for, this will be my 34th season.
You know what? That deserves one of those. Because, I mean, even going back to when I was a kid, like Sandspit was a staple.
Sandspit's mm-hmm. been there and Sandspit's seen a lot. And so really excited to lead that through this period and to have the chance to update and renovate parts of the park so that we'll be here for another 40 years. That's important to us. We're here for the long term and really excited about the chance to do that. And so over the next 18 months, it's going to be a prolonged birthday celebration and But we're not going to hold on to 39. We're going to embrace being 40.
Yeah, it's good. Scott likes cake, especially an entire year of cake.
I'd say like we could have a lot of cake.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, speaking of excitement, I know you're excited for this, Matt, because you're going to help out with the celebration calendar today.
We like to think this is always a thrill.
Speaking of staples, I'll start the list and I'll throw it over to you. Belated birthday for Karen Doucette from your cousins in Surrey. Belated birthday for Grant Matheson yesterday. Ella Duffy of Stratford, a happy 17th birthday from Grammy and Grampy Rooney. Cole Dallaire is in grade 7 at East Wilshire. Lucky 13 today for Mom, Dad, and Sister Mila. Ferris Johnston, 11 years old at Montague Consolidated today. That's for Mom, Dad, and Brother Emery. Aaron O'Regan, happy 23rd birthday. Love Mom, Troy, and Billy. A happy 8th birthday to Gabrielle McDonald of Morrell, with much love, hugs, kisses from Daniel, Aunt Rhonda, Uncle Tommy, and Hav. Happy 8th birthday today in Morrell. Brenda Scarry in Grand Tracadie is 58 today. Do you want to take over, Matt?
Sure. Gary Rafferty, Tyne Valley, turns 34. Kelly Douglas and Stanley Bridge, have a great day. Love from all the family. One down in Muskush, PEI, happy birthday to Aiden Arsenault, turning 14 from the Gradys. Jane Nordquist, 17 in Rice Point. Love Mom, Dad, Brother Jack, and Duffy. Gabe McDonald, down in the heart of PEI, Morrell, home to... a lot of lawyers, actually. Gabe McDonald, 8 years old today. Joe McKenna in Mount Stewart, the big 7-0. Lots of love
that's
from
a big
Tim.
One. That's a
happy birthday.
That's a clap for you, too. How'd you feel doing that? Every day? You want to do it every day or what?
I don't know what the birthday ones. I don't think you slipped anyone's in there for
me.
I appreciate that. I was kind of a little worried that might happen. But
we wouldn't do that to you. Wait until we ask him to appear in a TikTok with us. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
And a high of 7. Confederation Bridge in Northumberland Ferries open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
On it.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Let's tidy up the water cooler question. We're hanging out today with Matt Jelly. And Matt, here's the question. Maybe you have an answer for it. 15% of women say if their partner... Let me start that again. Wow. What was that? 15% of women say if their partner bought this without consulting with them, they would dump them. What do you think it is?
So, I got in trouble for buying property once without asking, but I don't think that's the one.
Not all of us out there just buying property. What are some of the good ones? Motorcycle was a good guess. Vehicle. Have you ever bought a vehicle without consulting the wife? That's not a good one.
No, that doesn't usually
not
well.
A good one. A dog, a pet, none of those. It's the engagement ring.
The engagement ring.
Without asking?
With
I guess I am more romantic and old fashioned than I thought. I mean, I think you would ask some ideas point in the relationship well in advance that you're not giving it up, but you're not asking permission to buy one.
No. Anyway, 15%.
Looking for input.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
You got to sneak a ring out, get the right size. There's all sorts of things.
Matt's got it figured out.
Well, I've had to figure this out, unfortunately, and I'm going to have to figure it out again, probably, because I didn't do as good a job the first time.
Sorry, we're not meaning to ruin lives with the water cooler question for Robin's Donuts. If you head the engagement ring as an answer, you're in the draw now. We'll make that draw for the $100 gift card to Robin's Donuts coming up on Friday.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
Playing the 70s, 80s, and 90s. This is CHTN-FM. Let's celebrate.
Cool in the Gang, Celebration. That's a very good song for today because that's what we're doing with Matt Jelly, our latest interesting Islander. And Matt, you're involved with so much more than just the amusement parks. You had a lot to do with the Bright Lights concert series that happened back in the winter.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, we grew out our online ticketing company from the amusement parks to be standalone, and the focus was to be ticketing for events, but we got approached by Adam McClellan and Kim Doyle to kind of team up to be part of what became the Bright Lights Concert Series. And because it was at some of the bigger venues that aren't yet on our ticketing system, there wasn't really the ticketing part of it, but got to be a big part of it. And for me, to expand our business in that direction was not really part of the long-term plan, but my partner's a hardworking healthcare worker, and the whole concept of the Bright Light series to honor the frontline workers and essential workers and things coming out of COVID certainly appealed to me and made this winter a lot more exciting than our normal just amusement park preparation. And so I didn't have so much to do on the ticketing side, but turns out being a chauffeur is as one of the duties as required too. So
okay, other duties as required. That's welcome to mine and Scott world. We get that a lot. But I guess there's a fun story about the Brett Kissel situation.
Yeah, well, we had a little surprise on our first concert, my first ever concert, I guess, being an executive producer, where we had a band not able to make it, and Brett Kissel parachuted in at the last minute. It was a adrenaline-fueled 48 hours, and we were able to pull off a great show at Eastlink Center. And, you know, I got invited to the dressing room after for the first time being involved in that, and poured myself a Diet Coke with a few special ingredients, going to enjoy. And the question came, because he had altered plans to come, Brett Kissel had to get to the Halifax airport at 5 a.m. And so before my first sip, the drink went down. And a couple hours later, Brett and I are rolling through the Cobequid Pass on the way to the Halifax airport.
Wow.
And that was a pretty neat experience. And turns out a week later, we hosted him in Summerside. And the phone rang on a Saturday night that plans were changing. Flights were getting canceled. Who was going to drive Brett to the airport? So for the second week in a row, Brett and I are rolling through the Cobequid Pass in the middle of the night. And that was actually a pretty neat experience. I am not a musical guy. And so at some point, Brett starts playing some of his new stuff and asking my opinion. And I'm like, you are asking the wrong guy. Like, there's a lot of things I can give you advice on. We can talk real estate. We can talk tax. We can talk family fun and amusement parks. We can talk travel, but you do not want my input on music. He's doing just fine without me.
Nothing will forge a friendship, though, like a time in a vehicle on a long drive.
Long drive, and anyway, it was something that was unexpected, but I was glad I was able to help out, and he got a pretty good kick that the mayor of Cavendish, and he's performed at CBMF about 10 years ago, but that the mayor of Cavendish was driving him around was a good gig for him.
So. Well, not all heroes wear capes, Matt.
No, some of them had pickup trucks. So.
Someone had to do it. Well, that is awesome. We got more with Matt Jelly coming up next, our latest Interesting Islander on the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
The No Frills Save and Earn sale is on now, and it's as easy as it sounds. You save money, you earn PC Optimum points. The savings keep on giving, only until May 3rd.
Four amazing days, starting Thursday at Pine Acres RV in Kensington.
Let's go camping.
All right, we already know that there's two separate forecasts here, so let's get into the forecast for most of PEI, Matt.
Most of PEI today, showers or drizzle, very light, I've been told. Nothing to worry about. Get out and enjoy your day. A high of +5. Look, all days above zero are great days. Tonight, cloudy. It's night. What difference if it's cloudy or not? It's great. Low of +3. Thursday, cloudy with a slight chance of showers or drizzle, all the way up to 7 degrees. Friday, cloudy, back up to 5 degrees. Great into the week here. Make the most of it, people. Sunny and warm in Cavendish, and a great weekend ahead. Sunshine expected. Don't alter your plans. Get out, have fun. Right now, it's 3 in Summerside, 3 in Charlottetown, still sunny and warm on the North Shore.
Have you considered being a motivational speaker?
I don't think that's the role most people would have for me, but I think I can be pretty positive.
Full of positivity today. I love it. It's Matt Jelly.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus in America.
Free falling down.
Free Falling with Tom Petty, Ocean 100. Good morning. Welcome to the show. For Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, it's Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and Matt Jelly has been joining us this morning as our latest interesting Islander. And it's almost time to say bye, but first, do you want to do a few shout-outs? Want to say hi to anyone?
Well, yeah, no, I'd like to say good morning to my partner, Lindsay, Brendan and Cohen, and my two miniature doxies, Ripley and Marbles, are enjoying a sleep-in where they're not expected to be at work, but they're under the covers now, and I'll grab them on my way back to the office here this morning. And I guess to all 350 year-round residents in Cavendish, good morning.
That's how many people that live in
Cavendish. Might be 361 now. We're growing.
Okay. Well, that is good. And we are expecting a big summer in Cavendish and beyond for you guys. Do you want any parting words for the summer of 2023?
I think it's a lot like my weather report. Just get out and have fun. Look, we've had a couple challenging years. We didn't really know even what last year was going to bring, but we have a great idea now. Get out, support your local businesses, get out. There's going to be a huge number of events and concerts and festivals this year. You know, let's get out, have some fun, enjoy all PEI has to offer. We have the privilege of living in one of the greatest places on earth, and I'm not sure anywhere else where you'd want to spend June, July, and August, and even our Septembers now are great. Just realize how privileged we are and get out and enjoy it.
And thank you for supplying some fun for us in the summer months, all right? We can't wait
it
to see you.
It is the greatest pleasure of my life that I'm in a business where people want to come see me as opposed to being a lawyer or being a transmission repair shop. I have the great privilege of welcoming a happy guest every day.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Matt. Have a great day.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you.